Blog Talk Radio.
I met God one morning. Oh.
Lord. I feel like shouting. I feel like dancing. Amen. I'm back to my old self. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy know that I wouldn't sell out. Amen. At the beginning of the year, bringing God in. Amen. So he tried to make me sick. Amen. My last two segments, amen, I was sick on both of them. Amen. And I just praise God. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I can tell the world I'm blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. No matter what the enemy tried to do, God is greater than your enemy. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm coming in live and in living color. Amen. Letting you know that God, amen, is the author and finisher of your faith. I don't care what Satan has said. I don't care what he's pronounced over you. I don't care what he has done to your mindset. I don't care what he has done to your physical body. No matter what, the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So as I was laying, amen, in my bed this morning, amen, I was talking to God about various issues, amen. And I'm like this here, when something is going on or I think is going on, I want an answer and I want it right now. Amen. And I hear a lot of people say he might not come when you want him, but he's right on time. I'm telling you, he comes when you want him. And in that coming, he is right on time, because he's not a God, amen, that is far away and that cannot, amen, thank you, Jesus, attend unto your cries and to your suffering. If you call, he said he'll be right there. He's nigh you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So if Jesus is right there in the midst of us, amen, you know that the answer is going to be met. Amen. But it's going to be how you feel, how you determine, how you receive the answer. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to be much effective in your life. Amen. A lot of people have gone around, amen, and heard from the Lord and not know it was the Lord and walked in doubt and missed out on their blessings. They've done everything but believe what God can do. Amen. So I just praise God as I was laying on there talking and telling him about the various things that need. You know what he told me? He said, exercise. You need to exercise your physical body, but also exercise your faith. I said, okay, God, I got it. I was so sick, amen. I've been sick ever since a little bit before January, amen, and I just didn't have no body energy, amen. And then my faith, amen, it wasn't torn down, but it was just like, you know, I believe God, but I wanted something just jump up, amen, at me at one time. But then I wanted to understand, you know, if it's not jumping, or if it's not coming when I want it, amen, at that very same moment, that don't mean that it's not on its way. Amen. So I wanted to reassure myself by, amen, tapping into what God, amen, was saying to me. Amen. And he moved, amen, quickly for me, and he told me, he said, now you got to exercise your faith. Believe what I tell you. Stop going around, amen, in your sadness or in your tiredness and your weakness. Your body's weak because you've been sick, and when you're sick, it seems like things don't move as quick as you want them to move, but yet and still at the same time, I'm the God, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, of the beginning as well as the God, amen, of your ending, amen. So I'm setting those things in order for you. So I said, okay, God. I said, thank you, Lord God. Amen. You're moving on my behalf. And, you know, even the joy should be even with me more, because I have picked up, amen, thank you, Jesus, and accepted, amen, my full calling into the prophetic. I am a prophetess, amen. I've always walked in it, amen, and literally said, you know, this is what, thank you, Jesus, I will be confessing more than my other callings, amen, because I use this all the time. And when I speak accurate, and I give God the glory. So anyway, as I began to accept it, amen, I just like a release, a joy came over me, amen, and I could feel the presence, amen, in that area. So So I'm excited even about that. But saints, amen, God is on the move, amen. He's not a God that sit down, amen, on his lackadaisia. He don't do that. We sit down on our lackadaisia, amen, and don't, amen, get up, amen, and begin to utilize what we have. God has always utilized everything that he has, amen, in order to help, amen, mankind in the earth realm. We're the ones that make the failures. We're the ones that complain and have so many faults and negative conversations, amen, and unbelief. But God said he wants us to raise up above all obscurities, above all of our feelings and emotions, and begin to stand up in his will. Once you allow him to come in and begin to resonate in your soul and your spirit, he's able to do everything but fail. So we just praise God today. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God all the honor and all the glory. You know, we always start off, amen, with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I want to give you that word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name today. I give him glory. I give him all the honor and all the praise. And the word of the Lord today for you saints, amen, thank you, Jesus, is coming out of the book of Psalms, and it's Psalms 33, and it says, rejoice in the Lord, ye, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the parsley, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play a skillful, amen, with a loud noise, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When we begin to praise the Lord and lift him up and play skillfully, amen, on the instrument that, amen, God has given us, amen, and it don't have to be a physical instrument, amen, as far as you can touch it that is tangible, but it can be, amen, a melody in your heart, and you can hear the sounds of the tambourines and the harps and all of those, and you begin to make melody unto the Lord and thank him and praise him and worshiping him, amen, for what he has done and what he's about to do. And all of a sudden you see that thing that you done prayed for, or that thing that you have been crying out for, amen, it's in existence. Amen. I'm telling you, saint, this God that we got, amen, he's an awesome God. I'm telling you, I just feel like, amen, lifting him up and praising him and giving him the glory because he's worthy to be praised. The Bible said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And we got to understand if we tap into the word, like I just read the last verse was the word. Amen. If we, amen, allow that word, amen, thank you, Jesus, to work, amen, in us, it worketh truth. Amen. The enemy is the one that works the lies. So I understand, and I'm understanding, amen, that whenever I fall into anything and begin to worry or murmur and complain about what I feel God should be doing, I'm out of order. So I begin to step back in order and get in alignment with the Lord, amen, who is the author and finisher of my faith, and then he works it out. Won't he work it out? I have a message for you today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's a powerful message. But right now, we just thank God, amen, for what he's doing. Hallelujah. And we give him glory for his presence alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because where his presence is, amen, we should be able to walk in and change the atmosphere. My God, my God, my God, my God, amen. I praise you today and I give you glory. So God, amen, as we go forth today, at the end, amen, of another week almost, we want to thank you for changing the atmosphere, amen, in your name, so that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you would get the glory, hallelujah, out of our lives. And I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your Spirit, God. Although it look like it's a gloom, amen, a hopeless situation in so many of us, amen, in our lives. God, I want to encourage somebody today and let them know, in you we live, and in you we move, and in you we have our beings. So, God, I thank you, because, Lord God, if you on the inside, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And no matter what Satan tried to do, no matter what he has pronounced, no matter the words that he has spoken over our lives in negativity, I can stand forth today and say, God has the last say, because he is, amen, the one that created us, and he has become the Lord over our lives. So I give you glory, my God, and all the honor and all the praise. I thank you for lifting us up out of the muck and the mire, and setting our feet on a solid ground, and planting us by the guardian Moshea, the God Nikedivoshaya Mosiah, that has, amen, and Elivoshaya, water that flows, amen, amen, that nourishes us, because God, you are that living water. And Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity, my God, in the name of Jesus, to call upon you one more time. Somebody's on a bed of affliction, and they might not see another day. But while you're still in your right frame of mind, you can call on God, because he's not a God that's far off. He's not a God like Muhammad and, amen, and the Islamic gods, and the Buddha, amen, and call them Oshaya Mosiah, and all of these New Age gods, amen, that have eyes and hands and feet, but they're not able to utilize them, and you can pray to them all day long, and just like Elijah did with the prophets of Baal, with Jezebel's prophets, one of the things that he did, he stood there and told them to call on their God. They began to call on their God, my God, and their gods, amen, could not answer them. They began to cut up themselves and begin to do all manner of things to themselves in order to hear word. But God, you have given us a word today, and you telling us, my Father, hold on, a change is coming. We don't have to worry about anything. You won't die on us. You won't leave us. You won't forsake us, my Father. So I'm asking, Lord God, to go into the prisons and to the hospitals and down the dangerous highways today and straighten up, Lord God, what the enemy trying to mess up, because, Lord God, I've seen, Lord God, not only your power, working for the body of Christ, but you worked for me one day when you told Satan, hallelujah, to leave me alone. I've seen him flee, and not only that, but I've seen Jesus come out for my soul many times and whoop the devil and carry the Oshaya Mosiah when he tried to yoke me up with death, baby Oshaya, with all kind of deception and all kind of sickness. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You wouldn't let him give me a heart attack that lasted, but you healed my heart. You didn't let him hear me, Oshaya Mosiah, keep me in a state of unrest, but you brought me out. Bring them out, Jesus. Bring your people out, Jesus, so they can understand that you are God that's on time. We have an on-time God that can do everything with fail. God, word my mouth today, and let me speak the truth. In your son Jesus' name, let me speak the truth so that somebody that is walking through a depressed state can understand. Depression is gone. Amen. Let me speak the truth so that somebody can be healed from molestation, from homosexuality, from all kind of abuse, from all kind of financial problems. Let me speak a word today in season so that they can understand that you still reign. I don't care what Satan say. I bind him and his princes in the atmosphere and stratosphere and command them to go back to the pits of hell from where they come from. They are defeated. I don't have to worry about that. I don't think on that. I speak it and I know it's so. And then on top of it, I have to know it's so because I believed it when you spoke it to me. So God help your people today. Let them come with reports of healing and deliverance, of financial blessings. Let them send me, amen, thank you, Jesus, words of praise to the Most High God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. I just want to thank you, Father. I want to worship you, Father. I want to bless your holy name, Father. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a river to flow. You find the light through daylight. All because he's spoken dirty, looked at what he does, and said it's good.